Chapter 8, False Prophets. There are many religious creeds and churches differing a little in their teaching pertaining to God and life. There are also many kinds of new schools of thought before the public, and no doubt each of these has a little of truth. Some rely upon blind faith to bring them adherents. Others strive to gain popularity by catering to the popular demand for show and display, while yet others strive to gain readers through playing upon the credulity of the people through mysticism or emotionalism. Still others seek to pertain followers through the choice of particular name for their cult, such as divine science, spiritual science, sacred science, or through some attractive word as advanced science, or high truth. But time will show that all from the least to the greatest shall bow the knee to Christ, namely right reason, for there is none other way to gain and maintain continuous harmony. Someday it will become evident to careful thinkers that wisdom, understanding, and intelligence are only three different names for the primal cause which is now called by the name of God. This being true, it will also become evident to these honest seekers that the only way to reach God, to reach wisdom, understanding, intelligence, is through the Christ or right reason. When this day does come, it will be found that one writer at least did not need to change the fundamentals of his teaching at any time, for he never wrote his opinions, but only that which he had proved. There are so many and varying ideas regarding metaphysics before the public today that even some of the wary slip and fall and later find that they have much hard work to do over again in casting out their own consciousness, the erring belief which they allowed to enter through blind intuition, mysticism, or erroneous thinking. For such as these I have only charity, but a teacher should be more than a guide and not a commanding master, let he deprive the student of their God-given right of freedom. God is not mocked, therefore those who stray must at some time return to Christ in right reason. Many blind teachers who casually read the scriptures or the works of other metaphysical teachers erroneously think that by such casual reading they have gained the understanding that the writers possessed. However, there are three states of knowing, and many mistake the first of knowing for the third. A reader may read a given statement of another and have, having read it, say, "Yes, I know all about that statement," whereas in reality he has merely cognized or perceived the statement. To cognize or perceive anything is merely the first state of knowing, and when anyone acts or teaches from this state, he is merely repeating parrot-like the teaching of another. The same reader may continue to study a given statement and after due and careful thinking might say, "Yes, I know all about the statement." The fact of the matter is that if he has reasoned himself to the point where he agrees with the writer without manifest proof, then he has arrived at the second state of knowing only and could say, "Yes, I know that I know." Later, when the student has, through right thinking and reason, produced practical proof of the statement through manifested result, he has arrived at complete understanding of the statement. Then he could say, "Yes, I know that I know that I know." When that state of manifest proof has been reached, he will no longer strive to advance the argument that his knowing in the first place was real knowing. This points us to the fact that it is easy to say, "I know that the good alone is all," or in a second state to say, "I know that I know the good is all." But when the individual has, through careful right thinking, reasoning, and direct application, arrived at the solid foundation where he can rightfully say, "I know that I know that I know that the good is all," then he can, through a thought process, prove to himself and others by signs following it the good is all. When that stage of unfoldment or self-development has taken place, he or she will no longer strive to play on the credulity of the people, neither will he advance a single unproved or untried thought to the public. Having experienced in his own thinking the tremendous effort and mental labor it takes to discharge erroneous beliefs from the individual mentality, he will be more than careful to advance nothing but that which is proved to himself to be actual truth. From the time on, he will realize that there is only one thing worthwhile, and that is the unfoldment of self to perfection. Neither will he overlook the great gain to self-unfoldment that comes from showing the true ways to others. It is not enough to claim or teach the allness of good, but we must learn to think it constantly and thus act it out in our daily life. Many times a real understander will be falsely accused for doing that which in his great unfoldment knows to be the real good, whereas some may think he should have acted differently. It is not a good deed to give a child a sharp knife to play with, even if he is in ignorance, reaches for it, or causes a disturbance when you do not give it to him. The same principle applies regarding metaphysical truth. It is not well to confuse the beginner by giving to him the deep things of God, but he should be started with the simpler things that appeal to his reason and thus awaken in him his sleeping Savior, and later the deeper truth can be explained to him as he can bear it. This is the real good. It is the understanding. It is intelligence, and it is the right action prompted by that wonderful mental activity called true love. End of chapter.